From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Supreme Court today, justices heard arguments in an important disabilities case, a case that pits the Toyota Motor Company against one of its employees. At issue is how impaired a person must be to be considered disabled under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The court's eventual ruling could significantly expand or contract the number of people covered by the act. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Leading the charge for the disabled today was a 5-foot-tall Kentucky mother named Ella Williams, who'd spent her working life on the assembly line until she developed acute pain and spasms in her hands and arms from working with pneumatic tools. Toyota Company doctors recommended that her work activity be permanently restricted. No lifting more than 10 pounds, no repetitive arm motion above heart level, and no vibrating tools. The company then gave her a job as a paint inspector, a job she did without difficulty. But after 3 years, she was moved to a more physically demanding job, and when her pain and muscle spasms reappeared and worsened, so too did her record of absenteeism, and she lost her job. Williams then sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the law that requires employers to make reasonable accommodations so that the disabled may work. A federal appeals court ruled that Williams was entitled to a jury trial, and Toyota appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, on the steps of the High Court, Williams said that by any common sense standard, she meets the definition of disabled and should have been allowed to remain a paint inspector.
My lifetime was changed. I had to become another person. I had to rely on people to do things that no person should have to do. It's everything from buckle your shoes to some days you have to ask your daughter to brush your hair.
But Toyota's lawyer, John Roberts, countered that the disabilities law was never meant to apply to people like Williams.
We think the record is clear that she can do a broad range of everyday manual tasks and that it's really only these work-related tasks that present a problem. And that's not enough to show disabled status.
Inside the courtroom, the justices seemed frankly puzzled about how to further define what the law means when it defines a disability as substantially limiting a major life function. Addressing Toyota's lawyer, John Roberts, Justice O'Connor asked, do we look at the things a person can't do, or the things she can do, or both? Answer, when you look at the broad range of everyday activities, it's clear Mrs. Williams can brush her teeth, can cook, can do laundry, and just because she can't do assembly line work doesn't mean she's disabled. Justice Breyer, why don't we need a trial on this? Why shouldn't we just say if there are a lot of things you can't do in life, there's a substantial disability if you can prove it to a jury? Answer, just because she cannot do certain manual tasks related to a job is not enough to make her disabled under this law. Justice Souter, if she can come up with 100 jobs she can't do because they involve these manual tasks, would you still say she's not disabled? Answer, we'd still need to know whether she can do other manual tasks at home. Justice Souter, isn't it a little unrealistic to say, well, she can vacuum the floor at home so she can't be disabled? Representing Williams in today's argument, lawyer Leslie Rosenbaum contended that the disabilities law was in fact targeted at keeping people like Williams in the workforce. If the law were only to apply to people too disabled to work, it would make no sense, he said. Justice Scalia wondered how an inability to lift one's arms repetitively would qualify as a disability. Answer, Williams is far more limited than that. She can't lift, can't flex her wrists, and can't use vibrating tools. That means she can't use a vacuum cleaner or a hairdryer, can't pick up her grandchildren. She has an overall disability that manifests itself in this particular way. Justice Scalia, the trouble, of course, is how do we define what a substantial disability is? Lost a thumb? Lost an arm? Congress clearly did not think it was covering half the population. It thought it was covering a discrete group of people, the handicapped, who had been, how shall I put it, been held in disfavor. Justice O'Connor, this law wasn't meant to replace workmen's compensation. Wasn't it geared more to people who are wheelchair-bound, for example? Answer, at the time Congress passed the law, it was expected that 17% of the population would be covered, and that number was expected to increase. A decision in the case is expected later in the court term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.